Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to Healthy Relationship. How are you today? It is well with your soul. Today, we are going to continue on the topic why marriages fail. We are not going to be talking about why marriages fail, but we're going to talk about how we can stop divorce, how we can reduce divorce. How is it possible to make my marriage work? Is it possible for me to make my marriage work despite I'm coming from different background with my spouse? Okay, divorce can be a thing of the past in our society if we change our view about marriage. Yes, couples need to learn to view themselves as imperfect souls coming from different cultural backgrounds with different upbringing, so they must learn to exercise patience, perseverance, and tolerance by accommodating and managing each other's uniqueness and peculiarities. Yes, we are not perfect. There is no perfect spouse. We only have a perfect God who will bring two imperfect souls together and help them to live with each other forever. So with patience, see, forgiveness is golden and we must imbibe this. Every couple needs to learn to forgive. Great marriages are made up of two forgivers and givers. They give and they forgive. Okay, we must also learn to imbibe morals, values, and virtues. Each home must have this and they must stay true to it. They should guide their steps with this when faced with sexual temptations. You don't need to hide anything from your spouse. You are one body, you are one flesh. So when you are going through some difficulty, share it with your spouse so you fight it together as a team. Sometimes, what we need is professional help. See, couples need to know that the same way they tell a medical doctor about their ailment is the same way they need to talk to a marriage counselor about their marital crisis, especially when things seem to be going out of hand. Men are really guilty of this. Some of them don't seek for help until there's fire on the mountain, which is not supposed to be. We're supposed to grow together. Grow together when you notice anything and any strange thing happening, when you discover they are drifting apart, seek for help, address it immediately. Don't let it become a major issue before you start running from pillar to post. Don't joke with time out with one another. Don't joke with time out with your spouse. Marital vows are strong and binding. We should not just say our marital vows with our lips alone. We should recite them with our heart and revisit them regularly. I used to tell couples, paste your marital vows where you can see it every day, so you know you are in for business. So you keep saying it, so it reminds you of the vow you made with your spouse. Okay, that will help you to know whether two of you are still standing. Couples should always take time out despite their busy schedules to get away and spend time together alone without the kids. Sometimes we need to get to know one another again. Sometimes our busy schedules may have taking our time, taking our interest, taking all our emotions. So we need to reconnect back when you see that you are disconnecting. They should assess each other to know whether they are better lovers or whether they have drifted apart to just become mere friends. Above all, we must never leave God out of the equation. Marriage is a three-chord between God, man, and his wife. Just the same way you cannot operate a device without consulting. You cannot operate a device well without consulting the manuals, the manufacturer manual, that is the manual that came with the device. The same way, we need God's manual of marriage, because marriage is original idea. To make our marriage work, we need his manual. We need to obey his precepts concerning marriage, since marriage is his idea. So we can make it, and it's possible with determination and with our love, with our patience and perseverance, and creating time for ourselves and good communication. Our marriages will work. It is well with our soul. God bless you. You can connect with me on Twitter at @grace_festus and log on to my blog on www.embodimentofgrace.com. Have a great day.